Where am I at in my Weight Watchers journey? Yes, I am still doing Weight Watchers. Yes, I have not fallen off the planet and fallen off the bandwagon. Even though I haven't recorded a podcast in a really long time, and I'm hoping to change that, I am still over here working Weight Watchers. Some months, some seasons, some days, it doesn't look like it used to, but I have committed and I am dedicated to being on my Weight Watchers journey for the rest of my life, or just on a wellness journey, just on a health journey, just on a finally noticing myself, paying attention to myself, and valuing my health. Okay, so I never got to my goal weight. I have two goal weights in my mind that I've been talking about for years. I think that's part of the reason why I don't sometimes like to come on and I get weird about recording a podcast. And I've told you that before. It just feels like, who would want to listen to me? She can't even get to her goal weight. But then when I really have a heart to heart with myself, I'm like, but that's what makes you relatable. Because I think there's so many of us that even when we have success on a weight loss journey, getting to the goal weight can be absolutely stinking excruciating. Or we can get to the goal weight and then something in life happens and we gain weight back. And it's just like a constant struggle. So I'm not going to hide in the dark because I'm not at my goal weight. I'm not far away. I didn't gain a ton of weight back like I used to. I am protecting my progress. I am pretty much maintaining it. I do have to say that I was at a super low weight, getting close to my goal weight mid-December. And then the holidays hit and life on life's terms happened and the number just started to creep up. So I've got my eye on it. I mean, maybe it crept up by, I don't know, 5 pounds. So it's not anything like in the past where it would creep up and become a gain that was even more than what I was trying to lose. But it's just frustrating. I'm just over here. I'm just frustrated. But it's not frustrated that I want to throw my hands up at the journey. It's more, and thank goodness, that my mindset I've just really cultivated with journaling and these podcasts over the years and just really diving into my trauma and my mental health. I know that everything that happens when it comes to my body now is a trauma response. And it makes sense to me why my body will fight me tooth and nail to not want me to change. I mean, it is like a continuous battle. Every step of the way, my body is like, no, 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 no. That's scary. Let's stay exactly the way we are. Let's even go back to, you know, when we weighed all the weight, because then we can like shrink and hide away from the world. And so it's just like a constant battle of inner self-talk, like this is good for us. This is why I want to do this. And just the recognition that old habits die hard. The relationship I have with food, the love affair I have with food, the way I've interacted with food in many unhealthy ways, all the food noise, it's a very delicate dance. And I just want to say to you that if you have struggled on your weight loss journey and struggled to get to your goal weight, I actually think that we need to normalize that somehow. Am I talking like really sassy? I'm feeling really sassy all of a sudden. I need to like take it down a notch. Somehow, with the whole diet culture, losing weight, celebrity thing, it became the belief that this needed to losing weight needed to be in a certain time frame. And I am an example of that just like does not work. I'd love for it to be by this date, by this event, by this year, by this age. But that's not taking into account everything that's happening in my inner world that I am often at the mercy of, and everything that's happening in my external world that I'm often at the mercy of, that I cannot control. And so it's just this tiptoe little step walk I do each day to cling to all the healthy habits that I have cultivated, try to bring in new healthy habits, because now I'm just like really fine tuning this. Like I know that it's a lot of fine tuning. And I've shared it over the years of this podcast. I say it's the portion control. It's the nighttime snacking. The tape plays the same song. It's always the same song, as it should be. We all have our things that are our biggest pain points. And that is the Mount Everest that every day I've got to wake up with consistency, awareness, discipline, a lot of self-talk, a lot of dusting myself off, picking myself up again, tweaking, trying again. I guess that's what makes things interesting. Guess that's what builds my resilience. But yeah, I'm just a walking human being over here that is just very honest with you. It's not like in this time I've been away from the podcast that I've gotten to my goal weight. And it's not like in this time away from the podcast I've gained all the weight back. And so there's really good news. That's huge progress for me. I mean, most of my adult life has been, I achieved great success and now I'm going to go hide in a hole and self-sabotage and then never show my face again. So this is growth. It's just not exactly where I want it to be. When am I going to get there? I don't know. I mean, that kind of brings me to a topic that I'm covering in my private Patreon group. So I do these audio podcasts. And then, like I've said to you, you don't hear from me sometimes over here on the podcast, but every week I'm essentially publishing a podcast episode inside my Patreon. So get in there if you want more action. But I'm going to be uploading an episode there about my journey with pen to paper tracking. This was speaking of keeping myself on my toes to stay alert on this journey, I think the complacency can kind of cloud my vision and I just kind of get in a rut and doing the mundane things every day with my eating and with life. And then I just get a little into self-will and I kind of just sometimes need a jolt to snap me out of it and be like, this is important. What are you doing? Let's get the foggy glasses off and like really tune into what's happening on your journey. So I decided to not track in the app right now. I'm doing my tracking in a journal and I'm tracking my weight every day, my steps that I get every day, just like I would track in the app. And then I write down my food. I think that will be uploading soon. I'm going to go into all the details of why pen to paper tracking for me has been a game changer and why I started doing it and how it's helping me get some fresh eyes and some new energy juiced in my program. So I will try to remember to link it down below if you want to go over there and check it out. There's just a treasure trove of audios that I listen to myself because I can't even believe it's like spirit sent me a message about a weight journey for me to deliver. And then I've just recorded some like incredible philosophical, for me, they've been life-changing audios that really are the philosophy and just how this journey has worked for me to lose my 40 pounds. So I shared with you that, yeah, since Christmas through now, because I just celebrated my birthday for the last 2 weeks, I feel so grateful. I had lots of friends that wanted to take me out and celebrate with me, lots of dining out. You know, my whole thing with holidays on this journey with weight loss is I've decided that I'm going to celebrate on a holiday and I'm not necessarily going to track. I'm going to do it within reason, but I'm going to indulge in, I don't have dessert. I have dessert every day. Okay. But not like dessert, like incredible desserts. So on holidays, you better believe, you know, for Easter, I got my carrot cake and for Christmas, I had my snowflake cake and my cookies and I'm going to indulge so that I feel like I really got my money's worth out of a holiday. I'm no longer going to do that whole thing where it's like I deny myself, I repress what I want, and then I'm just constantly chasing the frustration of never actually getting what sounded good to me. And I'm just in a constant state of like, huh, that's not fun. That's not fair. So I'm just not going to do that. But it just means that even though, excuse me, I'm going to take a sip of water. Even though I've been doing this journey now with pretty much consistency and success for a handful of years, there's still layers. There's still layers that keep getting added on. Like, now let's walk this path and see if you can do that. And I feel like that's where I am with holidays. Like, how can you find the balance with holidays where you get the treats you want? They're not hanging around all over your house when the holiday is done. You're not totally overindulging, but it's okay if the scale goes up a little bit, but you feel like you're really satisfied with the holiday and what you ate. Like, everything in this journey is just a delicate waltz, a delicate dance. So I'm still, after all these years, trying to figure out how I deal with the holidays. So, and then winter's just been brutal. I don't know about the weather where you are. I bring this up because it's like, it's not just a weight loss journey. It's like a weight loss journey with the holidays, with weather, with divorces, with life, with this, with allergies. There's so much of the day-to-day living that is beyond my control, that is just impacting me, that makes the journey challenging. So winter here in California, we are no longer the Golden State. This is the rainy, gray weather that is just freakish. I mean, our weather has just been all over the place. One day we're 80 degrees, the next day we're 45 degrees. One day we've got hail, the next day we've got bright blue skies. I could not keep up this year with California's weather. And because in the last year and a half, you know, COVID really impacted me. I really went into a turtle shell. I really retreated from the world. It really freaked me out. It really scared me. We all had our own journey with that, but it was rough for me. And it was rough for me to venture back out into the world. But over the last year or so, I am doing it. I'm out. I'm doing all the things. But I relied during COVID on being outdoors, good weather. Let's be outside. Let's do all the things and let's do them outside. So when this winter hit and it was just like nobody was wanting to do anything because of the cold and the rain, it just, I ended up having to get a lamp, one of those happy lights. I've never really identified as having seasonal affective disorder, and I do now. It really puts me into a tailspin of a funk. When I'm not getting out for my walks, thank goodness I've been doing my daily walks for years now, and I just, there, it's medicine for me. So I knew that this winter when I wasn't getting out for my daily walks, it was also really impacting me. Grateful, I always say this, I'm grateful that I did not build my 40 pounds on very excessive, intensive, hardcore cardio muscle building exercise. Because if that had been the case and this past winter hit, I would have for sure gained all my weight back, because that was all I would have been clinging to, is just the hardcore exercise that was helping me lose the weight. And I am so, I mean, that's like one of my top tips. My gentle walks, yes. In not going out for my gentle walks, I definitely think that contributed to my weight creeping up, but not by much. I mean, and the beauty of all of this is I just keep telling myself, the sun is in the forecast now. We just finished some rain. Summer's on the horizon. And I sometimes like to go out for 4-mile walks in the summer, not 8 miles, but like I'll go out 2 times for a walk a day. I like to walk late at sunset at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. I know that when summer comes, it's just my body is just aligned with my weight loss journey and everything clicks. And this past winter was the first winter I really started to use my stationary bike. And then I got one of those stair stepper things that everyone was raving about on TikTok. And I actually really love it. It's like a portable, very tiny stair stepper. And so this year I tried to infuse that in, but I know next year, because now I've been through this kind of crazy weather winter, that I'll just, I think, plug in a lot faster to just, I'm not walking today, I'm getting on the bike, I'm doing the stair stepper. And see, all of this comes with time. It comes with repetition. It comes with me going through a season, reflecting, writing down all my notes of what I learned. Then next time winter rolls around, I'll read those notes and then I'll jumpstart. I won't be starting from scratch. I'll know kind of the map out, the layout of what I want to do. And then hopefully with each year, it just gets easier. It's wild for me to think that I lived my whole life developing my patterns with exercise and food and overeating and all of that. And I just think, bam, in a year, I just should have had this all figured out. Well, it's been like, what, 3 years, almost coming up on 4 years. That's still a microscopic amount of time for all of the years leading up to this that I was developing habits that weren't in my best health interest. So I have to keep bringing myself back to that perspective, because I can get so down like, what do you mean you didn't know to do this during the winter weather? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it all out. So that was winter. Wow. Anybody else had a really rough health, wellness, weight loss journey in this past winter? So let's see here. I am experimenting with themed nights of the week. I'm trying to do meatless Mondays because I am on a journey with tofu. By the way, if you want, I have like my 0 point chili recipe, my super low point hot and sour soup recipe. I put my vegetable soup recipe. It's all inside of that secret Patreon. As soon as I figure out how I'm doing tofu, I will put that recipe in there. But I have every Monday I experiment with tofu. Consistency and discipline. Dedicating Monday as a meatless Monday. If I keep at this, one day I'll get there. And I've gone to every recipe online that has like 5,000 positive reviews. This one time I did all of this work to get all the liquid out and press it for an hour and then cut it into little cubes and then roast it in the oven and it just does not turn out. But what I'm getting out here is I'm on a journey with tofu. I'm doing meatless Mondays. Saturdays, I do my pasta night, because Saturday is the night that I have my big lineup of like 3 workshops back to back. And I realize that that much talking and that much thinking, I need a lot of good like brain fuel. I'm back to whole wheat pasta like I did on the Purple Plan. And so I do that on Saturday nights. And then throughout the week, I have like, I think Thursday night is my fish night. Tuesday night is Taco Tuesday. So I've always struggled with meal prep, mapping out my meals for the week, but giving each day kind of a general theme or umbrella idea has really helped me figure out, you know, what I need stocked, and then I can just make it right away. So I've got that going on, and I'm really trying to get myself, and I think I'm close. And it's this kind of tweak that I'm just about to tell you that is going to push me to getting to my goal weight. But it's like setting a boundary where I can't eat any other dessert until I've had a bowl of like cut up fruit. And berry season is here, which is my favorite season of all the seasons. So that will be easier for me. But it's those kinds of things. Like, I got there with hard-boiled eggs. And I think that's important in our journey, that we're always thinking of like, is there an example of when I did this in the past that worked for me. And if I can go and believe that, then I can copy and paste it for something else. So hard-boiled eggs was an acquired taste. And now I eat them when I need, you know, fuel before I run errands or whatever. And I'll have a hard-boiled egg. And then I love the benefit of it gives me quick fuel without any points. So I'm trying to implement with myself a bowl of fruit. And then if I want a dessert, it's oatmeal. Because oatmeal was another thing with the purple plan that I really was successful with. And when I do oatmeal for dessert with like a little splash of maple syrup, I lose the weight. I just do. It's crazy to me how on that gosh darn purple plan, when I was eating the whole wheat pasta, the potatoes, the oatmeal, the brown rice, within reason, it's not like I was eating it for every meal, but I was so much more satisfied. And I think I got away from that and I started to gamify my points too much and just, and I'm realizing that when I try to eat like a 0 point breakfast and a 0 point lunch, then oftentimes at nighttime, I am just going way overboard with snacking. So I'm trying to tweak this, and oatmeal is one, having that for dessert. I get the little individual packages, and it just helps the weight come off when I step on the scale. So yeah, that's kind of what I've got going on for dessert. And just the bottom line continues to be not to bring the distractions into the house. And I just love how a weight loss journey is such a symbolic theme for like everything else going on in life. Like I'm trying to date and I've got this one guy that I think I have a crush on him. And I'm trying to be really aware that, do I just have a crush on him because I think he's attracted to me and he likes me? You know, that whole dance. But he's like, he takes up a lot of bandwidth in my mental capacity. And I'm just on a weight loss journey. You have a lot of awareness, right? What am I eating? What am I doing? And so with this whole crush energy, I'm like, wow, I'm having a lot of awareness that my mental bandwidth is caught up in what does he think of me? What is he doing? The last time we hung out, what I said, it's like, stop. So I'm trying to be better at diverting my attention. So he's a distraction. He's a fun distraction. I don't want to get rid of him as a distraction. I've put him in a certain zone where he's like, it's like green, yellow, red, and then black. He's not in the black zone, but he's in the red zone, hanging out there. Like, not that red means red flags or anything, but it's kind of just stop, gather yourself together, cool your jets, take a break, and see how it plays out. And let's not have it consume your whole life. Let's not bring the dates, the conversations, the what ifs into the house to obsess about. Like, let's turn that over to God and higher power and like proceed. So it's the same idea. It's not I'm restricting myself or that it's just like certain foods like marshmallows. I bought my marshmallows a few months back for a recipe and then I'm like eating the whole bag. Certain foods I'm so much happier and I'm so much better when they just stay peacefully at the grocery store. And if I really want them, I will go out and get them and I will share them with my friends if we go someplace and I'll bring them, but they don't need to be here screaming at me in the kitchen all the time because when they're not around, things are calmer. Choices are easier to make. I'm at peace. I'm protecting my serenity. It's all good. I'm not conflicted. I'm not frustrated. I'm not in shame. I'm not in guilt. I'm not having to like waste my mental energy making big decisions about them. Like the other day, I was driving home from a hike and I'm like, oh, I kind of want to stop by this little ice cream shop that has a little dog park attached to it And I just want to see if they have dairy-free options. I don't need to bring ice cream into my house. Actually, I did for my birthday, and I polished off this little dairy-free container. For special occasions, absolutely. But they had a dairy-free option, and I got a kid size. And it was just a tiny little wet your whistle, and then it was done. And then I went on with my life, and it wasn't screaming at me from the freezer. So not sure how we got off on that tangent, but that is what I'm doing for my themed nights of eating. Nervous system regulation is my top priority. I really, truly believe. And one day, I want to just expand even more on this. I think in this hustle and bustle society, we don't have the time to regulate our nervous system. We're just so distracted and so mentally stimulated and so all over the place and so many to-do lists and all the things. There's just no time for it. And nervous system regulation is the backbone of getting to goal. I know that the more I push myself to carve out time for my nervous system regulation, especially me. I mean, I am a trauma survivor, CPTSD diagnosed. Like, regulating my nervous system has to be top priority because food is how I used to regulate my nervous system. I've been noticing since I'm going out more, like to dancing, concerts and stuff, out with this guy, out with friends, and I come home and it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I like can't go to sleep. Or I'll like go to sleep and then I'll be wide awake in the middle of the night. And it's just, I'm in fear. My blood is pumping. My anxiousness is anxious-ing. My nervous system is so overstimulated. And I'm like, but this, I haven't always been this way. It's like, no, I used to go out and then I would come home and eat all the food and be hopped up. Well, not hopped up, be drugged up on pasta or carbs or chips or goldfish or whatever, and went into total like brain fog and then crash and sleep. So it's those little things that we notice about how we used to behave and then how we've changed our behavior that makes it harder. Like in some ways, food made it easier and now it's harder, and it's just like, ugh. It's just a lot of work, a lot of energy to have that recognition and then be like, so this is just going to be super uncomfortable for a while. I'm going to go through maybe a year, maybe more than a year of like, really, this will be a struggle. And I'll come home and I'll have like, I have my like 1-point wonton soup that I get from Whole Foods, or I'll just heat up a little bone broth with these other wontons and I'll throw it in there or whatever. Like I'll eat some seaweed snacks. It's not like I don't eat, but it's not like the carb loading that I did to regulate my nervous system in the past. So most of this journey is being like, this is really uncomfortable. This feels really uncomfortable and I want to crawl out of my skin and I don't want to deal with this anymore. And like setting the timer, I can get through 5 minutes of this. I can get through 10 minutes. Someone mentioned that actually in one of my workshops the other day that I thought was so fabulous. They were talking about being in a Mexican restaurant and the chips and salsa. And I was like, oh, so relate. I just want to eat the whole bag. And she's like, so I'll set a timer for 5 minutes. And I won't touch the bag or I won't touch the chips. And then if I get through 5 minutes, I might have like 2 chips and then I'll set the timer for another 5 minutes. And she's like, I love the challenge and the rush of like endorphins of accomplishment when I do that. And that far outweighs the like gobbling down the whole basket of chips and blowing like 30 points. So nervous system regulation. It's a top priority. It's definitely something that I explore way more in my private audio Patreon. But I just want to bring it up here. It's just like top priority for me because when my nervous system is dysregulated, it wants food now. And that's why I'm not getting to my goal. I have a Total Gym that I got from QVC years ago that cost an arm and a leg. No, they're not that expensive, and you can probably get them used. It's a beast. I wish I had like a gym in my home or in the garage. It's in my room. I stub my toe on it every day, and it's an eyesore, but it is. I got it because I love Pilates, and I did Pilates a lot in my 30s, and there's ways to do Pilates that reminds me, it's basically a reformer, if you know reformer work on a Pilates machine. So I have been not having it collect dust, and I've been rotating. One day I do arms, one day I do legs, one day I do abs. And what it boils down to is I've learned that I have to just like watch a video one day of whatever the exercise is, because it's all intimidation. It stares at me. I'm intimidated with most things when it comes to activity and exercise. It's just like a lot of intimidation, and then I just freeze and then I don't do it. So it's like watch a video, and then just I started by just then the next day I just do that one exercise from the video I watched, and then I do it for like 5 days until I felt comfortable with it and confident, and then I layered in and added something else. And now I feel super comfortable with the machine, and it's coming a lot easier for me. But just got to throw that out there. Whatever it is that's in your way and your journey, it's just like when I eat food and I just want to stuff my whole mouth with food for that instant gratification. And like, I'm just, it's the same thing that I have to be careful for just in my life, is I'm not very good at approaching things with one tiny bite at a time. See how you feel about it. Let it settle. Let it soak into your system. Proceed with caution. Then take another tiny bite, and just like, it's a much more humane, more gentle, and more sustainable approach. And when it's done, then the discipline and consistency just falls into place with ease and grace. Let's see. I'm doing a lot of in my Instant Pot. I'm just love this idea of like, what can this tool be really useful for me? Because once again, it's like the Instant Pot is like my Total Gym sitting in my room. Just so overwhelming. All the food that I could cook. And then I'm like, but then what about my crock pot? And then what about this? What about that? So I really sat down with myself and I'm like, well, I want artichokes, but they're so annoying to cook on the stove. And in the summer, I don't want to do them in the oven. Artichokes would be perfect to cook in the Instant Pot because it would cut down the time. Beets are in season right now. They take forever on the stove. Don't want to turn on the oven. Perfect in the Instant Pot. Brown rice. My rice cooker makes the most incredible brown rice. Fluffy and just dreamy. But I swear it takes like an hour and a half to 2 hours. Put it in the Instant Pot. It's not as good, but it cuts the time down. So the Instant Pot has been something that I have never gotten in a rhythm with. And I'd like it to just be like, oh, I'm cooking beets, get out the Instant Pot. Oh, I'm cooking an artichoke. You know, like it's just, I have my go-tos that I just know to pull it out, and it does what it needs to do. I'm leaning a lot right now into frozen veggies. My favorite frozen veggies are from Whole Foods, just FYI. They have a Mediterranean blend. I think they have like a Mexican blend. The only thing I don't love about these blends is I want to mix them together and they're different, but the thing that they always have in common is carrots. And I love carrots, but I don't want carrots blended. I want to mix these two bags together and not have like just way too many carrots. So that's my only gripe. I have to pick out the carrots and then I give them to my dogs, which I guess is a win-win. But yeah, I am just loving frozen vegetables. They're so fresh. They're not like, I get them at Whole Foods because I just can tell the quality and difference. I mean, it feels like they literally cut the vegetable and froze it right away. And it's like a meaty piece of vegetable. Not like I cook it and then it super wilts down into nothing and it's soggy and gummy and blech. So I'm getting most of my frozen produce at Whole Foods. My corn, broccoli, those vegetables that I was just telling you about, mushrooms. They have a mushroom blend that's frozen at Whole Foods that I love putting in marinara sauce. It's so good. So yeah, and then they also have a whole wheat lo mein, they call it, that's in the frozen section, if you can find it at your Whole Foods. Oh, you guys, it tastes like real. My dad used to make chow mein growing up, and he made it healthy, like not like restaurant style, which probably has way more salt and it's just like really caloric. This Whole Foods lo mein chow mein with the fresh vegetables, and then I just throw in some poached chicken. Oh, it's so good. It's so easy. It's so healthy, and it's so good. Highly recommend. And of course, you know, I get my wonton soup from, it's a brand called Royal Asia from Whole Foods. Golf. I'm actually in a little bit going to be getting ready to go to golf lessons. I'm a golf gal. I just finished up a 6-week lesson of learning the basics, and now I'm taking the class again because there's so much to learn. But I just have this vision, and this is where you always have to work with yourself. Like, I know I struggle with back pain, and I have to be careful with my back and my knees. So to be pounding the pavement with pickleball or tennis or running, I'm going to do some running this summer, and I do want to try out pickleball, but I want some physical activity beyond walking that's going to carry me into my older age. And the woman that I'm taking lessons from is like, yeah, as long as you are aware of your positioning, you shouldn't have, it's a very gentle sport. So the good news is I have some friends that like to play. I love going to the driving range. I bought my own golf clubs. I mean, we're getting serious here. I have all my outfits. I have a whole bin where I'm collecting golf outfits, and it's so cute because it reminds me a lot of what I used to wear when I played tennis. It's very preppy and like sporty, but I love it because I just get to be out on a feet, like a manicured grass. I get to have a Corona beer if I want it. It's just the life. And I'm hoping that I'll meet people. I'm going to join like a league. I know men like to play golf. Hello, future husband. Are you a golf player? Are we going to meet this summer? Hello, universe. It's brought a lot of light to my life. Do I want to watch golf on TV? I tried the other day. I don't know. I'm just about it for the vibes, and I do work up a little sweat, but we'll see. This guy that I kind of have a crunch on, or maybe he has a crush on me and it's rubbing off on me and now I have a crush on him. We just don't know. This is something I'll dive into in my Patreon. But he plays golf. So last week we went out and we went to the driving range, and it was so much fun. And I just love it. I love it. That's it. That's the recording. That's the podcast. That's the welcome back. Haven't been recording in a while episode. I just wanted to keep it light. I wanted to do my whole song and dance where I spent the first half of the podcast being like, where was I? What's going on? Why haven't I recorded? I'm like, does anybody want to hear that? Let's just jump in. You know, you know me, I've got my CPTSD. I want to run and hide. When life gets lifing, it's hard for me to like balance just staying focused on this journey and being vulnerable with you. It's just hard for me to do it. It's just, you gotta just accept me, please. The fact that I am recording this and I'm still doing my Patreon means that I'm making progress in my life, and I'm pleased with that. I think my goal, although don't hold me to it, is I'd love to be able to release an episode every other week and just get back in the rhythm. Hopefully each week will be like a weigh-in to let you know where I'm at, to give me some accountability, because that's how this podcast got started. That's how I lost the 40 pounds. You and me, accountability in this podcast every week, checking in. So I want to get back to that, but I just won't be able to do it as frequently. When I started this podcast, was I recording episodes every day? You guys will remember. I don't even, it was the Wild West but I needed a lot of support to lose those 40 pounds. But I'm going to need a lot of support now because clearly I'm not to my goal weight. And that frustrates me. And I want to get there. I want to get there for me. I want to get there for us. I want to get there to prove to myself I can do it. But I will not sacrifice my living life and enjoying life. And I'm just going to have to keep showing up as a human being to situations and figuring out what works for me when it comes to my main struggles, eating out, enjoying some alcoholic beverages when I'm out with my friends, snacking at night, and portion control, portion sizes, and sugar, and carbs, and yeah, all the food noise. Anyways, I'm making YouTube videos. I have a YouTube video up. I want to do more of that. I'm hoping to start posting on my Instagram again. It's happening. It's all happening. Okay.